Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Even the mayor of Chicago knows what the Bears' biggest issue is. That's coming up. First, a never-ending first round of the baseball playoffs continue in the American League, where the Rays are in a stay-alive Game 4 win over the Astros, 4-1 to tie the series at 2. Willy Adames and Tommy Pham homer. They chip away early at Justin Verlander, and opener Diego Castillo and five relievers hold the Astros to one run on 6 hits. Tampa's at Houston, Game 5 tomorrow. The winner gets the Yankees in the ALCS starting Saturday. In the NL Division Series, 2 Game 5s will decide those series tonight. St. Louis at Atlanta at 4, Washington at the Dodgers in L.A. at 7:30. Winners meet Friday night in the NLCS. And the Bulls may get a piece of Zion Williamson. The top pick could make his UC debut with New Orleans in town for the exhibition game at the UC tonight. 2 NBA preseason games in China are in jeopardy of being canceled. Today's media sessions for the Lakers and Nets are postponed. They're scheduled to play tomorrow and Saturday. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the NBA is apologetic over a tweet from Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey supporting anti-government protesters in Hong Kong, but the NBA supports Morey's right to express himself. Chicago Mayor Larry Lightfoot on hand to help the formal announcement that Soldier Field will be the home once again for the Fire and its Major League Soccer games next season. Home opener March 21st with Atlanta. The real question down at the lakefront is about the Bears and whether or not they can get healthy soon and shake off a frustrating loss to the Raiders when they play next at home with New Orleans Sunday the 20th. Of course, the mayor has thoughts.
I will comment on that. If our offense doesn't show up, we're in big trouble. And unfortunately, our defense wasn't up to where they normally have been. You know, and I saw the comments from the coach that, you know, every great defense is going to have an off game. But if our defense isn't at top notch, the way our offense has been playing, we're in trouble. So let's pray over this bye week that Mitch Trubisky's left shoulder and his torn labrum magically is repaired and he's back on the field. Thank you, guys.
I'm going to have to bring her in for the next pregame show. Trubisky, she knows what she's talking about. Of course she does. Rehabbing his left shoulder injury in town during the bye week, hoping to return soon. Bears won't practice until Monday. WNBA Finals go to Game 5 tomorrow after Connecticut beat Washington 90-86. Josh Liss, News Radio 780, 105.9 FM.